If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up this month on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. The word abandonment conjures up images of children left at birth, fathers packing up and moving out, sudden betrayal by a lover, or an unexpected death. But abandonment breaks our hearts in subtle ways too. And these heartbreaks can be just as damaging and difficult to heal. Psychotherapist Susan Anderson is the author of the Abandonment Recovery Workbook and the Journey from Abandonment to Healing. Join us for the Abandonment Recovery on Monday, August 22nd at noon Pacific, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. And if you do that, then, of course, all the really cool animal stuff I post all the time will come up on your timeline. You won't miss anything that way. Because, boy, do I, this is the greatest stuff crosses my path. And now, of course, the Animal World Facebook page has developed a reputation for having all this good animal stuff. So lots of people send me stuff now. So not only does it cross my path and you know, on Facebook and on the internet, but people send me really good stuff too, so you want to check that out. You can find Dr. Nels on Facebook as well, Healing Ministry for Animals. And if by chance you don't find that on Facebook, you can go to Dr. Nels' website, which is a great place to check out anyway. And coincidentally, it has the same address,
right.
www.healingministryforanimals.com. And you can click on the testimonials, watch the videos of all the miraculous healing and stuff, and read what people have to say. You can also click on, is it the healing assessment page?
Yeah, at the bottom of the homepage, actually at the bottom of most pages, I think there's a button for essentially going to my animal assessment questionnaire.
Right, that's what you want to cook. And if you do that, you fill it out and submit it.
Right.
And then you get notified and you call them up and do a free phone evaluation.
Right, exactly.
Which is very cool. And and then if you need to contact Dr. Nels by phone for some reason, his phone number is 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. And if you need to contact Animal World, you can do so through the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. And if you are interested in speaking with me about behavior training or healing issues with your animal friends, I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work with people privately in their homes to help them solve problems, understand their animals. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you give me a call, chat with you about what's going on. If I'm not the best person to work with you, I probably know who is, and I'll pass you on. You can call me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and my phone number is 360-217-7258. Remember, also, you can use that number to contact me if you're interested in becoming part of the Animal World family of advertisers. Got a hot new advertising deal for $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show. And links on the website and an interview. So you can send me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or give me a call at 360-217-7258. And then if by chance you'd like to post something to Animal World, like the wonderful weekly picture postcard I got last week was of Mount Vernon. Oh, I've got it in my radio bag. I have to show it to you, Dr. Nels. It's really cool. Anyway, thanking us for the great programming and so forth on Animal World. The Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. All righty. That, I think, takes care of all the business. Christine is still waiting in the wings. We have open phone lines if you'd like to join us. Have a free remote session with Dr. Nels for you or your animal friends. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. All righty then. Let's head back to the phone. Christine, we've got one other call to take, and we are headed to Redmond and Phyllis. Phyllis, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Hi there, Phyllis.
What can Dr. Nels do for you?
Well, I've been enjoying listening to you with your other callers, and I'm just sitting here. I feel like just a blob of nerves in transition between building my business, starting it up, and I have one patient, which I'm very grateful for, and I'm a physical therapist, and I do in-home cranial sacral therapy and things like that. And also shifting relationship with my partner, and not sure where that's going to go, which way, and just kind of felt like help.
Yeah, well, as you were talking, I was testing. And the the relationship issue is the door we need to go through first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is you just kind of...
So you kind of went through what you like, the business and all of that.
Yeah,
but when you got to the relationship, that's
right,
where
that's where the muscle test went weak. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the sign that's the doorway that we need to go through first to get into the core. Because here's what happens, and all the listeners need to know this, is that most of us have kind of a standard way of responding to the world.
Yeah.
It's kind of our pattern of response whenever we get into stress.
Uh-huh.
And so it almost doesn't matter what the stress is. We just respond that way.
Right.
And so what I'm looking for is what's the best doorway into where that is. Where's that? Where are we going to get to that stress at its deepest level?
Gotcha.
And so I'm testing and waiting to find the one that really opens the door wide, and that was the one. And it doesn't mean the other ones aren't valid or important, or that we don't need to work on them, because usually what happens is we're working on all of them at the same time because it's all part of a pattern.
Yeah, or you'll start out, and like with some of the earlier callers,
yeah,
you couldn't get at the main thing to start with, but once you worked on some other stuff, then that door opened
right.
up.
Right, yeah. And I just want to let people know that my belief is that actually most of the problems are all thoroughly interrelated anyway, and so while we may go through one door at first and get to the deepest, most important stuff, there's still some things we need to get oftentimes when a person then thinks about the other issues in their life, and those are reactive too. It's not like it's a whole different problem in most cases. I mean, it can be, but frequently
it's all part of the same thing. Well, that's why you work with individuals. Like, I know when you work on me, for example,
yeah,
you just tune in and do what it feels like you need to do to start with.
Right.
And then you always say, now, if there's something, think of something, you know, and you'll test to see.
Right.
And often that's already been balanced with
right.
the general work that
exactly.
you did. But then sometimes there's a doorway and there's stuff that needs to be done specifically. So that's why, you need to work with individuals.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be able to do all of this.
Right.
So anyway, you found a door to fill us here.
I found a doorway, and that's your relationship situation. So I'll find out what the feelings involved are and how we need to work with it.
Okay.
Okay, and I got it.
Yeah, good.
And it's a simple feeling. It's a feeling of upset, all right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
So Phyllis is upset. That's yeah. a great diagnosis.
Right, yeah.
You're
yeah.
upset, Phyllis.
I get it.
All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to find what's the positive feeling that you can focus on that will help deal with the upset and all the physiology that's become associated with the feeling of upset. So let me find what that is. And it's our good old friend, trust. And by the way, in my day-to-day practice, when I work with people, and usually in the context of working with them and their animals, but trust is big. It figures largely yeah. in most of my work. And it's interesting to me, just as an aside, Dr. Mortar, who first developed this work, I would go to his workshops and seminars pretty regularly, and when he would be working with people, his number one word was, well, it was kind of two words. It was either faithful or faithfulness, and they're both much the same. And what's interesting to me is that I think trust is an expression
of
those things, of
yeah.
faith, right?
Uh-huh.
So, for me, that's the vibration.
Well, it's almost, they could be interchangeable.
Yeah, very,
those
very
words.
Close,
yeah.
right? So anyway, so what I want you to do, Phyllis, is focus on trust.
Okay,
so with your, I had to find my points and what you need to do. That took a second. Now, I want you to look down and to the right and close your eyes.
Got it.
And you'll be doing slow, controlled breathing and pause for several seconds at each end of your breath. And while you're doing that, you're going to be thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, focusing on trust and the number six.
And so for the listeners, while she's doing that, the whole thing with working with the feeling and the breathing and the eye position, it's all about resetting the nerve system so that it's not responding to that negative feeling of upset. Now it's going to be responding to the positive feeling of trust, which is a much
gotcha.
More, that's conducive to good health and positive thinking.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
All of those good things we want in our life. All right, and now I'm getting good, strong pulses. So, Phyllis, you can open your eyes and breathe normally.
Okay.
All right, and let's see. I'll have you go back to thinking about your relationship issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting a good, solid test now, so that's not reactive. Let me see if we need to do anything else around that. I need to have you close your right eye only.
Okay.
And that's
yep,
reactive.
Yep.
And we're going to keep working with trust.
Am I supposed to be looking down?
People are in such a hurry these days.
I just want to make sure that I'm.
It takes me about 3 seconds to get the five things that I need to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, but this is not. It's. I didn't know it before you signed up. I had to figure it out while you were there.
So, thank you.
So close right eye only.
So with your right eye closed, you're going to be looking down to the right again.
Okay.
And do the controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
So close your right eye only, look down to the right, slow controlled breathing, focus on trust and the number six.
And the thing with the one eye is it focuses the unconscious brain's energy pathways a little differently than if you have both eyes closed or both eyes open. We don't generally run around with one eye closed or open. So it's a very specific way. I think it has to do with, under times of stress, oftentimes we switch into one side of our hemisphere being really dominant. It has something to do with that.
Huh.
Okay, so now we have some really good pulses here. So you can open your eye, Phyllis.
Okay.
And then just as a double check on that, I'll have you close your right eye once more.
Oh, that's good.
And now I've got a good strong test. All right. So I'm not picking up anything more right now, but that doesn't mean you can't activate something with your thoughts. So let's just have you go ahead and think about your business.
Okay.
And I'm not getting anything new I need to work with there. Is there something else you wanted to think about? You don't even have to tell me if you don't want.
What happened is my partner just walked in the door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So.
Well, that's good. You're still strong.
No reaction there. That's good.
So business. Think about business.
Yeah. And that test strong. So what I'm going to tell you is, around all things, you're going to want to work with this feeling of trust.
Okay.
All right. And you're just going to, you know, make it your mantra, I trust, and really get that feeling of trust in the higher power and in the healing power inside yourself, and allow that trust to sort of, the feeling of trust to permeate your life, and it will help you in all of your endeavors.
Thank you.
And Phyllis, if you're interested, I've got a really great affirmation process for you that can be helpful.
Okay.
Was dramatically helpful for me. I do it all the time, but it's a 7-day process to begin with.
Okay.
The affirmation you do this affirmation first thing in the morning, sometime during the day, and last thing before you go to bed. And
okay.
The one you do in the morning, and I repeat it 3 times each time. The mm-hmm. affirmation for the morning is, everything that happens today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution.
Everything that happens today is a blessing
from the divine for my spiritual evolution.
Okay,
you say it 3 times. Then during the day sometime, you say, everything that is happening today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution.
Okay.
Then last thing before you go to bed, you say, everything that happened today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. So you affirm that 3 times each time, 3 times a day, commit, and you do it for 7 days in a row. If you skip a day, you got to start over. But it will dramatically shift the energy. It also shifts your mind, and you start thinking everything that happens, good or bad, you say, okay, it's a blessing from the divine.
Right.
Look for the blessing and the gift, you know, because often really crappy stuff happens, and you don't realize until on down the line that it really was a great gift.
Right, exactly.
Like the caller we had earlier who had to pass this physical in order to keep doing their job.
Right.
Well, it might be that she doesn't pass somehow, can't have that job anymore, but this was all a blessing to guide her to some fabulous new career that she's going to do.
Right.
So you never know that. So you start shifting the way you look and expecting everything to be a blessing. And by the end of that 7 days, it really does shift. I had such a phenomenal shift with it that I do these affirmations every day, all the time, on general principles.
Yeah.
And I do find it really has shifted the energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I like about it is that if you were to boil that down to one word, it would be trust.
It would be, yeah. See, so it all goes, you know, but it all goes together in trusting the process. I think that's why it came up.
Right, exactly.
Because it reinforces that the trusting the process.
Oh, thank you both so much. This is awesome. I really appreciate you both.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. And if there's thank anything you. Left over next Sunday, because you'll be through the 7-day process, by the, you know, call in and we'll have Jude and Paul look at it harmonically.
Okay, thank you so much.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Okay, I have hope.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, Christine, you are the only one left. If we don't get any other calls after we take care of our advertisers here, we'll go back and work on another rescue horse. Sounds good to me. Yep. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the last hour of today's show, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just want to remind you, you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We had a great show last week that Mike missed, but Morley Venkatrao was in the studio, the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training program director, and he's from India. And oh god, he's so magnetic.
I actually listened to part of that.
Did you?
Which is rare for me to listen to your show because I'm usually out in the garden or something.
Uh huh. But boy, did we have a great time with Morley, and I'm so excited because I do all the yogi, the other forms of yoga and the spiritual practices and Raja Yoga and Kriya Yoga and all of that sort of thing. But I've never done the physical Hatha Yoga. And I am so inspired and motivated by Morley that I really wanted to take a class from him. And so I'm just going to remind you that the Raja Yoga Intensive, but it's also, you can do the Hatha Yoga Intensive part, which is first, and then the Raja, or you can just do the Hatha. And it's a 12-week program, starts in September, Tuesday evenings at East West Bookstore starting September 6th, Thursday evenings starting September 8th, at the Bothell Meditation Temple, and Morley is teaching that class along with Haley from the Ananda Farm, because she's a yoga instructor too. And I really want to take this class. So I'm in the process of juggling agility classes for my dog, Robbie, so that I can take, but I'm like 95% sure I'm going to be joining this class. So if you guys are interested and you're motivated too, I hope you'll check it out. Go to anandawa.org. Or you can call the Yoga Center and Meditation Temple at 425-806-3700 to get registered. But wouldn't that be fun? We could make it an Animal World yoga class. That would be cool. All righty. Well, Christine, you're still on hold. We've got one other caller, and we're going to get back to the phones. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. We've got open phone lines, and we're going to Bellevue. Julie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Hey, Julie.
Oh, hi, Julie. Hi, Martha. I'm sorry. This is kind of a follow-up.
Are you on speakerphone?
No. Can you hear me well?
Well, you sound like you're underwater in a tunnel, which usually means you're on speaker or something's on. You've got your radio off, correct?
Yes, I do.
Ah, that's better.
Okay.
I don't know what you did, but that's much better.
Yeah, well, I switched sides on my ear.
Okay, well, let's keep you there. Hold still.
Okay.
And tell Dr. Nels what he can do for you.
Okay, Dr. Nell worked on Nikki, my chihuahua that has epilepsy, about a couple months ago, and he did a reset.
And Dr. Nell's worked on your chihuahua?
Yes, Nikki. Remember my best friend that had cancer die, and I inherited her?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And she hasn't had any epilepsy, seizures, so it has been 4 months. And so this is a follow-up to let you know that, I'm happy with the results. And if we need to keep working on her, and I was wondering long-term, if I keep her medication.
Now, this is the chihuahua was having seizures, is that right?
Yes.
But since Dr. Nels worked on the dog, we're not having any more seizures?
Right.
Okay, so you're asking if she needs to continue the medication? Is that what you're saying?
Right, and if Dr. Nell needs to do any further work on her or to bring her to his clinic.
Okay, remind us of, what's the dog's name?
Nikki.
Nikki.
N-I-K-I. N-I-K-K-I.
And what's the name of the medication?
She's on Topiramate and Cabral. Cabral solution, which is liquid, and the last one escaped me right now. Usually, it's an old medication from 1800s, and that's the only thing that has worked so far.
The phenobarbital?
That's right.
Okay.
Phenobarbital.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can really speak very well to the medication issue, especially live on the air.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as Nikki goes, let me just check in a little bit and see if there's any little tune-up that I can do here.
Yeah, and how she's doing. But it's great that she's doing so much better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm interestingly enough, I am not picking up anything that I need to do. I think we must have got a pretty good reset the last time we worked.
Yeah. So, and if she's doing well and she's not having seizures, unfortunately, we're not veterinarians, Julie.
Oh, I know.
And it would be irresponsible, really, for us over the air on all of this
or to say,
oh, just stop the medication. Everything's fine now. We really can't do that. But
it
certainly would be worth you having a conversation with your veterinarian, explaining that you've had some energy work done with the dog. And if the dog's has not had seizures, is doing well, and find out what they would recommend, because they might say, well, it's better to continue, or they might have you cut down, they might
have
you wean off, or all of that. But you really need to be guided by your veterinarian.
Yeah, I echo all of that. Yeah, absolutely.
And the other issue, because of the barbitol, you know, and all that stuff, she has developed pancreatitis. So she has already had two attacks so far, and the last one I almost put her down because, you know, she wasn't coming out. And
so of the pancreatitis, now that usually is often related sometimes to what they've eaten, but you think it's related to the medication in this case?
I believe they say the Cabro solution long term, you know, affects the pancreas. You know, so like I said, does Dr. Nell see anything on the pancreas?
I'm not getting anything that way. Yeah, so...
Okay.
I'm thinking that this conversation really needs to happen with the veterinarians.
I was going to say, because now, didn't you when Julie was mentioning the medications, you were doing a little muscle testing.
Yeah.
And I saw one of them that wasn't good.
Yeah, one of them broke.
All right, so that might indicate, and that might be the medication that might be affecting the pancreas. But we can't tell you that. So, but what you could do, this could be a doorway for a conversation starter with the vet, you know,
to say
that, you know, the medications, you know, are they all necessary? Is there one that might relate more to the pancreas than the others? And can we wean off or slow down, or what would you recommend?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so, you know, you really have to get into this with your veterinarian.
Perfect.
But share with them at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, share with all of it. You know, because you never know. They might want to know about Dr. Nels and, you know, have some of his cards or something to refer patients to.
Okay.
I know even Dr. Brill, our Animal World vet now, you know, because he knows all these miraculous healings he's doing with the dogs that can't walk. You know, and sometimes people can't, you know, they can't afford the thousands and thousands of dollars for surgery. And lo and behold, many are finding out they don't need the surgery because Dr. Nels fixes them.
Right.
Okay, Julie, thanks for calling Animal World.
All right, good to talk to you again.
All righty, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, well, it looks like we have time because we can go back and work on another rescue horse or two, and we'll have to take care of advertisers one more time in the hour, and I've got to get to current events. But we have time to do a little more work for Christine. So we're going back to Bend, Oregon. Christine, are you still there? Hey, all right.
Thanks for being so patient. And so what can I do for you now?
Okay. Your voice just went real low. The next tourist also has too much hair. And his name is Rebel.
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 And Rebel is also a large tourist. And he allows me to... in fact, when I'm dumping poop in the poop pile next to him, his pen, he's always telling me that I'm due for another brush, or he's due for another brushing because I brush him.
Ah, so he enjoys being brushed.
He loves it. He's also got a problem with one of his hooves, laminitis, okay. I think.
Ah.
So Cushing's and laminitis.
Cushing's and laminitis for him.
Yeah.
So just to round out, I need you to round out my picture of him. Refresh my name on his name
Is Rebel.
It's Rebel, and his look is what? Color? You know.
He's a big brown, hairy. I would say his hair is now about an inch long.
Oh.
And it's fuzzy.
Okay.
So he's a big, brown, fuzzy horse.
Right.
Yeah.
Rebel is
now.
His name.
Let me ask you this: when you're, grooming him, is Is there kind of like a sticky feeling to his coat by any chance? Or I might put another way, there's some coats that are just like, you know, smooth, silky feeling, and others that are kind of coarse.
His is kind of a fuzzy and a coarse.
Yeah, okay.
It's like it's dry.
Yeah.
And it's not very long yet, but you could already tell that he's got, you know, cushions.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Because a lot of that coat stuff, too, changes with energy balancing. I could tell stories on that, but what I'll do is I'd rather work on Rebel. Yeah. So
give him a lot of he doesn't eat hay. He can't eat hay. Doesn't have teeth. So they give him a lot of grain. And what he does is, in the big grain bowl, is he puts his booted foot, because they have to put a boot around one of his hooves, which today he managed to break completely.
Oh, wow.
But it's been on for a while, for a few months. But it's just, he just wore it out and managed to get his foot through it, so he's got this boot riding up on his ankle.
Oh, yeah, I can picture that.
Yeah,
all right, so
this morning he got that off. But he, he's a lovely, lovely horse. I mean, he's very friendly.
Is he losing weight?
You know, I don't know if he is. I'm just more worried about the fact that each time I go there, because I've taken upon myself to make sure the water troughs are full of water in the morning and at night.
Mm-hmm.
So usually what I do was, before I took that upon myself, I would just take care of the donkeys and a few other horses, pick their pens, and his pen was one of them that I would stop at because he's right next to where I'm dumping it. So I would take the time out to brush him, and I would notice that his hair was growing out. He's got a lump in his neck too.
Hmm. Well, Dr. Nelson has been able to tune in. You've been working on it.
I've been working, and the lump in the neck, where's that?
On his left side. And it's round. I forgot what they call it, where it's, and I felt it. It's a nice solid little lump.
Is it a lipoma or something other than that?
Something like that. It's about the size of my thumb.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I've found there's some energy points on the left side of the neck, right about the middle of the neck and a little bit forward down towards the throat. And so there's an energy point there I'm working on, and I'm on the second one of the lower spine, which is a little bit up into the rib cage, up from the bottom of the rib cage a little bit.
Yeah. He has a pen mate, Darkstar, who is just now letting me brush him a little, just a few strokes, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
when I come in there, but both of them, it's really nice to be wanted, you know, when you come over there and they're both there and making their little noises at you.
Well, right. I'll tell you a little something, you know, that you might be helpful in the, you know, the horse rescue situation.
Uh-huh.
Horses get, you know, the endocrine immune imbalance, the Pleckner syndrome.
Yeah.
As do uh-huh. other animals, but the treatment for horses is really simple. It's just thyroid medication, and
that's what I thought
which is really cheap. It's a powder. You just put it in their grain twice a day, and you can have miraculous turnarounds. In fact, you know, Dr. Mike Saluski, who was, you know, my horse's vet, when my horse Dan was diagnosed with the Pleckner imbalance, Dr. Mike was very skeptical, but, you know, he said, well, because it's you, I'll go ahead and prescribe the thyroid, but remember your horse is dying of cancer. I don't want you getting your hopes up. And Dr. Pleckner had already told me he didn't think the horse had cancer. It was just imbalanced. Anyway, put him on thyroid, 180 degree turnaround, complete healing and all of that. And Dr. Mike later told me, he says, you know, people think I work miracles now, because every time I see an old horse, that's doing crappy and losing weight and stuff. He said, I just put them on thyroid, and they have this miraculous healing in our grate. So, you know, you might want to keep some thyroid powder around and well, try these older horses on some thyroid.
Yeah.
All right, so did you finish up with Rebel here?
Yes, I finished up with Rebel. Got rebalance.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, Christine. Well, it's time to take care of advertisers again, and then I've got to do current events and stuff. So I think we'll let you go at this point, but I'm glad we got to work on so many of the animals.
What a treat. Yes, what a treat.
All righty. All right, thanks for calling. You can check in with us next week, too, because we might have a lot of time with Jude and Paul if we have another spectacularly gorgeous weekend.
All right, bye, Christine.
All right, thanks, Christine.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers here for the last time in the show. Remember, it's the most important part of the show, so listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. We'll come back and do current events and then chat our way through the rest of the hour. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in a little Missing Link, some cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there are all kinds of formulas of Missing Link for different animal suits. There are 3 versions for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joints. The other is the senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There's a wellness blend, the vegetarian formula. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, best practitioner, is in the house, and we were going to just do current events and chat our way out of the show, but it looks like we finally, Nikki has called, who sent, I think it's the Nikki that sent the email, so we'll go ahead and take this call. We're going to Seattle, and Nikki, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Thank you.
Hi, Nikki, are you the one that sent us the email?
I did, about my cat, Tiger.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you'd called in earlier so we had more time, but we'll see if we can't get it done now.
We'll go for it.
And Darcy Pariso, our Animal World communicator, did a session with you, and she recommended that you call in today to get some help from Dr. Nels for your kitty?
She did, yeah. Okay.
And so your cat's name is Tiger?
It is, Tiger.
And is he a tabby cat?
He is, he's brown and black.
Okay, a brown and black tabby?
Yeah.
Okay, and about how old is he?
He's probably about 8.
Okay, and what's going on with him?
He's just really skinny, and for a while, for about a year now, we keep changing his food because he's been having diarrhea, and then sometimes it seems to have cleared up, but he's just not gaining weight.
Okay.
All right. Well, I am finding that we do need to do a reset on Tiger, which is to help reset the fight or flight system back to the neutral resting point.
Okay.
And the lower contact on that is in the area of the nerves that go into the bowel area, which very well might help with, let's just say when that's happening, there's probably some slowing down of the bowels. Or they can actually be kind of inflamed and you'd be alternately constipated and diarrhea would be another possibility. So.
Right.
Anyway, I'm resetting that right now, just holding on to the appropriate points on the neck and the lower back area. And it's something that takes a little bit, especially the first set. Usually is a little slow. And now I'm starting to get some pulsing going on here. So, and you've had him for how long?
I've had him for a number of years.
Yeah. Actually. And so this losing weight, skinniness is something that's developed over how long a period recently?
Maybe about a year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that something happened. I mean, there could be medical reasons for this, and I'm not going to say there aren't. But there's the possibility that something happened that got him stuck in fight or flight, you know, about a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then this will shift him out of that.
Right, right.
And the nice thing is that Darcy's already tuned in to this and did a reading for you guys, and she's really good at knowing what will help. And not, so this is really great that you were able to finally call in.
Yeah, thank you for being there. She had mentioned that I should tell him to not worry about me and not take on any extra.
Oh, tell your Tiger not to take on your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and sometimes they can't control that.
Yeah, you can't really. But what I did was, when I tuned in to you as you talked, I picked up that the big deal is with Tiger. And when I'm done with Tiger, I'll check you again just to be sure. But I don't think he's feeding off of your energy. That's why things have developed this way.
Okay.
Now I'm starting to get. I switched to the opposite side. I'm on the left side of the body now. And it's synchronizing, so we'll see if there's more. All right, I am picking up that there's some little tweak I need to do with you, so let me find out what it is. Okay, so interesting, the feeling of ridicule comes up. So somewhere in your life that was a big deal, and we're going to find a positive to replace that.
Okay.
And it's my good old friend, Trust.
Trust, okay.
So, Trust. Yeah, you just have to focus on Trust. And I'll find out exactly how we're going to use it. Give me about 3 seconds here. Okay, and with your eyes closed, I want you to look down to the right. and do some slow, controlled breathing. So you take a slow breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then slowly breathe out and hold it out a few seconds. And while you're doing that, you're looking down to the right with your eyes closed and thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, focus on trust and the number six.
And we're starting to get some good pulses. You can open your eyes again. And I think I'll have you think the word ridicule.
Okay.
Okay, I don't get any reaction to that. All right. Yeah, I don't find anything more I need to do with you. I don't know if that was a big deal for him. I think not that big, but there was that little energy bump, and we don't need to have any bumps that that might be interfering with him. And setting him off. So anyway, he's been reset. It'll be interesting to see what happens for him in the next little while.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So see how he does this week, Nikki. Call us back next week.
Okay.
So you can let me know how he's doing.
I will.
And we can have Jude and Paul tune in as well.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks
so
for calling
cool.
Animal
Appreciate
World.
It.
All right.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And of course, when it rains, it pours. And isn't this the case that we get towards the end of the show, people call in? I still have to do a little current events, but we'll do a quickie here. We're going to Kirkland, and Peggy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels. Let's have you quickly tell us what's going on, and then what Dr. Nels is working on, and I can do some current events things. So, what's going on with you, Peggy?
Oh, hi. This is Peggy. I work with Dr. Nils sometimes with one of my other dogs.
Uh-huh.
But I'm calling today about Naya. I called before a month ago.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And he helped her amazingly.
Okay.
So I'm calling back because I thought maybe there was a little more work she needed done.
Okay. What kind of dog is she?
She's a rescue mixed something, like maybe Border Collie Lab, something like that.
Okay. Are you able to tune in okay
yes.
with her,
yep.
Dr. Nels?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, I've got some things I need to work with here. And while I'm doing this, we're going to do a double. This is how it's going to work.
Oh.
I'm working on Naya and holding the appropriate points. And what I want you to do, Peggy, is I want you to close your eyes and look up to the right and just think, I trust. All right, so you just do that for a little bit while I'm working here on Naya.
Okay, and I'm going to just chime in with just some current event stuff. And I just want to remind everybody, it's hot outside. It's going to remain hot the rest of the week. On a 70-degree day, if you leave your dog in the car, even with the windows rolled down a bit, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior temperature to get hot enough to start cooking your dog. So leave your animals home this week. If you do have to take them with you, be very careful about ventilation and realize that the sun moves, so you have to check on your car frequently. But Aunt Martha says leave your dogs at home. 9 lives for $9 during the month of August at Homeward Pet. You can go adopt any adult cats 2 years and older for only $9. Their normal adoption fee is $75. So that's homewardpet.org. The Homeward Pet Adoption Center is in Woodinville. Remember, the Bark in the Park is Tuesday, August 16th. You can go to the Everett Aqua Sox game and bring your dog. Okay. You can find out about that on the Homeward Pet site as well. And let's see, Paws Walk at Marymore Park on August 27th. You can order tickets for the Black Cat Ball now for Perfect Pals in October at perfectpals.org. And remember, I'm teaching at East West Bookshop. My classes will be in September, so you can sign up for those at East West as well. Alrighty, so I think that's all I have to mention today. So where
right.
are you, Dr. O'Neill?
Okay, well, Peggy, you can come back to reality here. And I'm still working a little bit with Naya on the I'm back on the right side. I worked on the left side a little bit and just doing a little more tuning up. And you might want to relate for the audience just briefly what it was we worked on before and how that worked
okay.
out.
Sure. She came as a rescue and was very frightened when we first got her. And she, the way she expresses a lot of her anxiety is by chewing fabric.
Mm.
And she would get kitchen towels, tablecloths, anything left around, and we had to be very careful if we wanted to preserve anything.
All right.
So since the time that you worked on her, it's gone. It's cut way, way, way down, and the anxiety has to be major for her to even think about doing that now.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's great.
Now she has, still has anxiety, and I have, my son is here, and he, she's been afraid of him for some reason, and when she was abused, we think it was probably a man because of the way she's acted toward men.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to continue with her anxiety treatment.
Yeah, so I've got her tuned up and worked on both sides. I've essentially reset her, kind of similar to what we did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway... And your I trust bit, that's kind of like your homework, to trust that the process is working and that she's going to work out just fine.
Okay, I'm working on that.
All right. Excellent, Peggy. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. If you want to contact Dr. Nils off the air, remember, he works out of the Darrington area, but he does house calls and comes down and works all over the area different days during the month. So you can check him out online, www.healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. You can click on the testimonials and look at all the miraculous healings and read the testimonials. You can also fill out the... what is it, a client?
The animal assessment questionnaire.
Animal assessment questionnaire, link to that on the bottom of the homepage. And if you fill that out, Dr. Nils will get notified when you submit it, and then he will call you for a free telephone evaluation. And that can take up to a half an hour, so he can really get into detail and let him know, he can let you know how he can help you or your animal friends that way. You can also find him on Facebook at Healing Ministry for Animals, or just go to that website and click on the Facebook link. And if you need to call him, phone number is 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. All righty. Now, coming up today, if you stay tuned, you can listen to an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And if you join us next week on the air, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Remember, they're the great chiropractors and acupuncturists who now do all the harmonic healing with acutonic forks and bells and Tibetan bowls and puas and didgeridoo and rattles. And they bring all that stuff into the studio and do remote sessions just like Dr. Nels has been doing, only, you know, they're working on the harmonic type stuff, and they tend to look at and will catch things in the energy field and outside of the body and all that kind of stuff. So I hope you will join us next week. And by golly, we are just about out of time. So I got to say, Mike, thank you so much for double duty today. Excellent job. Trina, hope you're okay. Blessings to Kathy and Eric. And Dr. Nels, thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. Love being here every time.
Well, me too. And I'll see you at my house next week.
That's right.
Woohoo. All righty, everybody. That's it for us. Make sure you keep your animal friends cool, out of the sun, lots of water, and leave them at home, not in the car. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.